You are now in tune with the Mix Company podcast, starring P-Man, Dame, and Case.
She got nut all over her face.
Ew.
They all say that.
You're nasty.
That's what they say at first.
Girl, you nasty.
Girl, you nasty.
Is there
I have no idea.
Is there somewhere to plug? You need to, what you call it?
Plug it in, plug
and
it in.
And I say.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah.
You. Ooh, yeah. What's up? Mixed Company, Mixed Nuts, in the place to be, podcast time, baby. Appreciate the support, y'all. Keep it going, and we keep it going. I'm P-Man. Do it, Key.
Word.
That's how you do it. That's how you do it.
It's your man, Big Case. Yeah. And on the left, the man that needs no introduction, Mr. Yeah. Black Archie Bunker.
Don't say that.
Horse and carriage.
Cobra.
And arguably the angriest man in the room at all times, Big Dame in the house.
I hope you don't know none of this shit.
Winning on the Mixed Nuts, Mixed Company in the house. Let's get it.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, what's going on?
What's going on, goddammit? Welcome, y'all. How you doing? How you doing? How we doing, boys?
High internet shit. So. This broad stood up at this talk
broad.
Show.
Hey, you dumb broads.
Okay, go on. I say broads. That's just old ass.
Nah, see?
That's why I hate it. Anyway.
What?
She was like, yo.
Turn that on, Kara.
How long?
Turn that one on.
No. How long do you have to be broken up with your fucking boyfriend, this is her words, before you can start dating his friend?
Skirt! What the fuck?
Time. Stop. It's not even cool.
So. I mean, I couldn't answer that question, so we're going to answer on the flip side and shit.
Okay. Right?
But to answer that raggedy ass shit that she said, I was like, yo, if one of my dudes is fucking with you after I fuck with you, it's only for the pussy. One.
Okay.
And you're the laughing stock of the crew. Because if you think we ain't talking about this shit,
okay,
laughing behind your back, you are fucking crazy. Like, what makes you think? You just gonna go to
are we just
dude.
Talking random or are we talking the actual piece?
Flip it however you want. It's gonna be the same outcome for me.
More.
It just doesn't make sense. Because if you think about this, if you start dating a chick right after your man dated her, which is just slimy anyway.
Well, no question.
You gonna think she was fucking with him the whole time?
I mean, that's just foul across the board.
Across the board, right?
It's just, you don't do that.
Who's taking this verse?
You can take it, Keith. You seem to be studious.
Nah, I'm just
studious.
Listening.
You there?
Look
studious right now.
No, I like my panties.
You get that JUCO point of view, boy.
JUCO point of view, word. From a JUCO point of view, I like that.
Say word.
First of all, ain't no true friends even
considering, right?
Considering.
Your crew is already salty. Weak, right, if you
that's
know
a
that.
Life, yo, that's a weak
now
crew.
We're talking, P raised a good question. Are we just talking about somebody you just talking to, messing around
take
a little
it,
bit?
Take it both ways.
Okay,
let's
so,
go for the just talking
okay,
to.
Okay, I'm going to go both sides.
Just talk to you. Know, nobody
I've been on both
word.
Sides of the fence.
Okay.
Both sides of the fence could be I. So.
Preach.
If we just know it was a fun friend and, you know, you just had around with, all you need is to let your, as consideration, you let your boy know. You remember that one girl you used to mess around with?
That's how the conversation goes. Yeah,
she
yeah.
About
talking
she
about?
Want to mess around with me.
Who?
And what you going to say is, you need to mess around with her because
right.
She's exactly. Fun.
Okay. So you get the blessings.
She's
you,
fun.
You get the clearance, the blessings, and then it's on.
Now, if you know that's somebody's actual woman that they went out with, they established
they
a
hard,
relationship
yeah.
with.
They got feelings and shit.
Yeah,
it's not even a question. It's you don't even something. Ask that. You know that. The crew knows that. Right. That's not even... You're laughing at her for even asking that. You have
and, that's this is fine.
And as somebody as has happened to, I've had people that I knew, they knew I knew that they was involved. That person literally tried to step to me and like, how could you even try to step to me knowing that
right.
your ex man and me are good friends?
That's foul. Right.
We know each other, so that's an absolute no no. And anybody say that's a yes is
that's a piece of shit.
Yeah, that's somebody I don't want to fuck with
easily. Across the board, hit the gap.
Across the board.
Across the board.
Now let's go on the flip side of that.
Flip okay. side.
Oh no.
What's the flip side?
The women's side of things.
Okay.
Oh, it's a violation. It's grimy.
No, we ain't talking about that part.
Okay.
But it's violated.
Would you like me to elaborate?
No, no, no. We saying that.
He gonna give you a question.
Flip side for the man.
Okay.
Would you, yeah, I know you would. Fuck a dirtbag. Would you fuck with your ex's friend?
What do you mean? They're one of her friends?
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with that. That's fair game.
Exactly.
Now, I won't be flaunting that in front of y'all.
Nah. Your ex-girl, would you mess with her friend, is what I'm saying.
For me, no.
Why not?
Because I don't want to deal.
With what?
With possibles and shit.
Possible
just
what?
Possible interactions or coming across something. I wouldn't deal with it. We're talking about an ex. I don't have my exes. I can't stand them. So that's hard for me to answer that. I wouldn't want to deal with anything on that side.
Why would you have to deal with that?
Even our friends?
Our friends, yeah. Everybody's off limits. Fuck them all. Yeah, by association, I don't want to have shit to do with them.
Fuck that dating situation.
I'm just saying, that's how much hatred I have for them all. But. If the ex friend was cool, welcome me and shit, hey, all that, you know, the good times.
What if you seen that while you were swinging?
You probably smashed.
There you have it.
Huh?
There you have it.
I think he's three.
I was set up.
He said, Your Honor, wait a minute. He went there, he did a double dookie.
I ain't do a
here.
Double dookie.
He did a double dookie over here.
Keith.
Oh, what you at? Go ahead, we good. Hit the key. Can you hit it?
The possibilities of some sexual stuff happening. Definitely strong.
100%.
Now, a whole nother relationship starting?
Never.
Absolutely not.
This is strictly for the poems, right? Strictly for the poems.
That would be a fun
you already asked.
I'm just saying, but you threw a curveball on me.
And then y'all need to talk about y'all friendship because this is clearly fucked up.
He said, but, hey, what it is? I'm like, wait a minute, man.
It has happened to you, correct?
What?
Where your ex's friend tried to get at you. Yeah. Even before the breakup happens.
Oh, yeah. Question. No question. Yeah. I'm like, that's
so not. That's mostly trauma near friendship.
Definitely.
Right.
Definitely. But I'll be the vessel.
I'll be the reason
that y'all lose your friendship.
I told the person you guys aren't truly friends because if you were truly friends, then your friend would already be coming at you first.
I said that too after I smashed.
So you just did it.
Yeah. I'm not the problem in their relationship.
No, you're not.
The
moral compass
problems.
Is fucked up.
For who?
For you.
I'm not their friend.
True. Broke up with a girl.
I'm not their friend.
I would definitely not start a brand new relationship and like, oh yeah, now this is now my girlfriend.
They using me.
Oh, but were you talking just smash?
That's what he said.
Are you talking about relationship? You threw a curveball on me, asshole.
You threw a curveball on yourself.
Do whatever you wanted to do.
He was like, nah, I hate my ex's.
He said, what if you go in the swing?
Yeah, the jump shot. Come on, the jump shot or the layup? Yeah, you chose the jump shot.
You chose the
29 footer.
You chose the half court shot, son.
You raggedy bitch.
No, just a smash. Fuck. I ain't saying a relationship. Who want that?
Okay, so if it's just on some jump off shit?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I still wouldn't do it, though.
Bah!
Lies.
I wouldn't do it. Again, we're talking about the ex. I can't stand the ex's people. I can't stand her or the friend.
I don't believe you. You need more people.
I'm dead ass. I had this shit happen.
They got a button for that. They got a
just because you said dead ass don't mean.
Yeah, we got to learn them colors, Dame, so we can hit the right one when the right shit happen. That wasn't it.
That's the fucking koala.
That's the dog whistle. It's dogs outside right now dancing and shit.
No, that ain't it. We gonna get it.
We ain't gonna get it.
That was the yellow.
You gonna gung yourself.
Laugh at your old self.
You can't laugh at yourself.
Who gonna laugh
sick
at you?
Sick of this shit.
What?
So you talking about girl?
I ain't talking about another with you. I'm talking to a real dude over here.
Oh, I'm a real dude.
My ex is. Like, come on, man.
Just slime ball.
Fucking trauma. What's going on with you, man?
Nah, man. That's a fuck that. You asked me a question, I answered the shit.
Nah, you didn't.
I did answer it.
You did.
Hypothetical and made a rail. I hate all my exes.
You asked me.
Brother.
You said, what about that?
You said. Why you made it sound like Macho Man?
That's what he was doing. That's exactly what he did. He said, no, brother. I hate all my exes.
It was like a Hulk Hogan. Randy Savage.
Because the man did not say you. That happened to you, though. And then you took it personal. And I was like, I answered the shit.
Nah,
but then you done it. Not take it personal. What are you talking about? You know this motherfucker. It's not your first time fucking with it.
Exactly, right?
You got triggers.
I'm thinking all fucking pumped up.
This motherfucker's in there.
All pumped and shit. You're right. Way to bring me back down. Yeah, fuck yeah, right? I can't explain and justify shit. Yeah, yeah. Moving on to the real man. Fuck it.
There we go.
I'm done with you.
All your exes.
Wait.
Fuck one, kill one, marry one again.
Oh.
Go.
Yeah. And with or.
Go. Any order you want.
Fuck that.
I'm out of this shit.
I see what he's doing.
This is what
he
I passed.
Triple Lindy shit on me. I ain't fucking falling.
You know what? I'm sorry I brought it down.
Thank you. I'll move on.
That's a real shout. You get somebody steaming mad and shit. Well, you know what? You're right. I shouldn't have brought that up.
That's some old Jedi mind shit. Yeah. Like, okay. We don't bring it up again.
In any case.
Word. Yeah, how you feel about that?
I told you, I was still whooping with his ass.
You lost your senses again? We good, son. Don't worry about it.
I want to tell that story. Yo, last time I could tell my story. Fuck it.
One time at the club, man, I seen this girl guy.
Moving on. I ain't fucking with it.
You said moving on.
Yeah. I didn't know you did that.
You want to hear some magic?
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Well, here we go.
You got.
Wow. That shit just want to rock, but good.
Kara 419 in the house.
Yo.
Baby.
Yeah. Baby. Yo.
What you call me? Oh, shit.
2 rounds, Kira.
Yeah, Kara 2 rounds.
Kara 2 pumps.
Ding, ding. 2 pumps.
What the fuck
is it? 2 pumps. Oh, sorry. Wrong story.
Kara 2 pumps? So don't take that
shit. Yo, I kind of meet that Kara girl.
So you had to beat it.
Word. What you got?
All right.
Can we talk about the jump off a little bit?
Absolutely. You want to speak on a little bit? Go ahead.
You guys did a first at the jump off. Mm-hmm. I know we didn't talk about this beforehand, but.
What we do first?
That was dope. I just want to say that.
Oh, the live situation?
Yeah, that was
live. Was definitely a vibe. That was dope. When's it? San Diego is finest on the Bay.
Yo, speak on it. When's the next one, Kara?
When's the next one, Kara?
June 3rd.
Okay. Everybody in the LA, San Diego area, jump off.
Get on it.
June 3rd.
It's a stone groove.
Celebration of hip hop, beats, rhymes, breakdancing, graffiti,
food.
Ambiance.
The goodness.
Us.
Ambiance.
Best vibe.
D and vibe indeed.
Wow.
And it's getting warmer.
It's free.
And it's free. And it's free. Damn. And it's free.
This is true.
Be there. Matter of fact, it's about to be a Mixed Nuts Summer. If y'all don't know, y'all better find out because we're about to slaughter these motherfuckers. What did you say? Oh, Lord.
Can I clam my throat?
I don't know.
Let me clam my throat.
You said as I was talking, so I thought it was beef.
Bust him over.
It was always beef, son.
Well, speaking of beef, Dan.
Shit.
Have you ever had a opportunity or a girl or a date or a situation where you passed up or was slow on the trigger that you regret?
Oh, hell yeah. Let me let somebody else go first. I got it.
What?
Because I got a couple of options. I'm trying to.
Yo, I like to digress to my youth because
there you go.
I had a lot of fun. So I moved to California, right?
There we go.
Me and Dave moved to California. We from the dirt of New York, and we come to the beauty of California, right?
The beauty,
all these beautiful girls. You know, they don't even know what the projects look like. They only see CEO on TV raps. We're celebrities. We're loving these shits. We got 2 finger rings. We got chains on. Mm-hmm. Everything that a high school dude shouldn't afford.
Straight,
but anyway, they loving us, right? Mm-hmm. So, one of the baddest. Remember Sadie Hawkins?
Of course.
All right. We all don't know this jungle. It's a dance called the Sadie Hawkins dance. The thing that makes the Sadie Hawkins... No, you do not know the Sadie Hawkins dance. You know... Have you heard about Sadie Hawkins dance in New York?
Anyway,
this is a dance where it's reversed. The girl asks the guy. Matter of fact, only the girl can ask the guy to go on a date.
Word.
And that's how to date her. It's called Sadie Hawkins. You wear the same outfit. It's kind of corny, but it's kind of dope because it's kind of corny. But anyway.
Word.
Fat five frick.
You know that? Kind of cool, kind of fly, kind of major. Yo.
There you go. That's eyes on the prize, B.
I'm focused. You can't fuck with
goddamn 10 minutes up.
He's been my brother for all his life.
Is the sky blue?
So anyway.
Seriously.
So the baddie asked me to be her date to Sadie Hawkins dance.
Look at you.
I'm the man, right?
You the man.
Got my high top fade shaped up to perfection.
Pop.
We both buy these corny shirts. We wear them junks together.
No doubt.
And... I'm like, I'm about to smash the baddest chick in the school.
You already
right?
knew that. You just knew so, what's going down.
We all stuffing the. So it's 3 of us. We have this 3 of us. My man Scratch, my man Hog. That's it, right? And our dates, right? We ain't got nowhere to go, so we sneak into my house. And we all in my bedroom, my little 1 bedroom, right? So we all stuffed up in there, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we fooling around a little bit, man, and. Yeah, all that little la-la-la-la-la, not, you know, the thing.
La-la-la-la.
Yeah, la-la-la-la, Larry. With my finger, though, not my la-la. I ain't know how to do that thing. So
this shit went over 10 minutes.
So listen, I'm getting to there. So,
oh, my God.
So I'm getting to there.
So it's almost time for the dance, right?
Right, it's to get in.
I got to take a picture with this chick because nobody's going to believe. I need to just capture the time that I went to the dance with the baddest chick in the school. So I pass
to go into the glory rounds, to go to this damn fuck ass dance, take this fuck ass picture where it looked like some bottle next to some old buckwheat looking motherfucking shit.
Oh,
and then after that shit, she starts dating some older motherfucker and marries the motherfucker the next year and shit. I never got close again. Damn. I regret that to this day.
I see the passion is still
it's
in
passionate,
there.
It's passionate.
Still got the picture?
My mama got it somewhere and shit somewhere. Every time I look at that picture, I'm like, this fuck ass picture cost me the night. Cost me the time of my life. This fuck ass picture, I'm all skinny and shit, neck all long and shit with a high top fade and shit.
Why don't you just get rid of the memory?
My mama
of the picture?
Got the shit. I can't take a picture from my mama and shit. It's my mama picture, man.
You know my mama, nigga. Wallet. You go ahead, yo. Meet my mama and take some shit from her.
Yeah, that's true.
That's all I got to say about that.
Yeah, shouts out to Dukes and shit. Mine is corny.
Oh, shock up.
Surprise.
Fuck you, D.
He said it too.
I see shit.
That was word. Mine was just, it was.
But what?
That shit was word.
That shit wasn't kicks.
That shit was word.
It wasn't kicks.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
My bad.
You fessing, son. A hot go?
Don't go like that.
Oh, shit. It was fine. Anyway, mine was a shit. Seventh grade. First school dance.
Wait, is that Winehurst?
Weinheim.
Weinheim in the house where it goes down.
Wagenheim, Keith. Damn. He said Weinheurst. Fuck.
Bensonhurst, Weinheurst, Wagenheim.
Junior high school.
Let's give a proper plug. Wagenheurst, where it goes down.
It's not Wagenheurst.
What is it again?
Wagenheim. He said it all.
Wagenheim, where it goes down.
That's terrible, bro. You settled out. Okay. Anyway, Wagenheim, seventh grade. First school dance. I got dipped out. Everybody's asking old girl to dance. She's shooting them down, right? And someone said, hey, you might have a shot. And she was sitting there. It was like a movie. She was by herself. The seas parted and shit.
On the wings of love.
Basically. Song came on. Everything was, it was poetic, bro. It was my opportunity. It was just, everything worked out. She just shot this dude down. I'm in the mood for it. I mean, she's the baddest chick in the school as far as we're concerned. She has shot everyone down. And there's rumored to be that she actually likes me. And I just didn't. I froze, bro. I didn't make the move. And who makes a move? This goofy-ass dude, Scott McCall. Fuck him. I'm going to leave his name out there, Scott McCall, cornball. But he had balls. He just
corny that name.
And to this day, that fucked with me, man. it fucked with me. Yeah. And I didn't go. I stood there, and I think I almost pissed myself. That's the biggest regret there, man, because I didn't do it. I was sad. The whole school dance, I was just sitting there watching her dance with Scott McCall all night, having a good-ass time.
Up above the clouds.
And that
hit him, Dave. Shut that shit up, bitch.
I'm gonna tell a completely different story.
Oh, shocking.
You jog my memory, though. I'm gonna go to seventh grade.
Oh, wait. We gonna break out the heart?
I'm gonna go to seventh grade.
You know I ain't gonna sit here and let it just be smooth? Let's hear it, Dave.
Mark Twain was like Wagenheim, though. Big ups to them.
Same word.
So, I'm naming names this time, too. It was this Puerto Rican girl named Jessie. She was a bad one. Son.
They always bad.
She had me open.
What?
Don't front.
Stone face.
Open. Son.
Heart of stone.
Crazy?
Dame?
Insane.
Yeah. No shit.
What?
She was from my neighborhood too, so this is fresh meat.
Wow. Okay.
I want
uncharted territory.
Kick that seventh grade French.
Wow.
What? Get the digits.
Of course.
I got the digits.
Yo, to my amazement. She took the cheese bus home with us.
Oh, shit.
Wasn't her bus.
Shout out to the cheese bus.
Okay.
Shout out to the cheese bus in Yonkers, New York.
Word.
Remember this shit like yesterday. Now, we going to my old project. Because as we said in the previous one, we moved down the block. But all my people still in the big project.
Okay.
My man Troy Crumbly. Parents wasn't home. Plastic on the couch.
Right.
Yeah. She had her friend. Trey was in the back with her. I'm with her. We on the. This is my first couch action, too, by the way.
Okay.
I'm the big spoon. She's a friend. I'm buckled them Vidal Sassoon jeans she had on.
Oh, my God.
Now, this is the regret comes in, right? She had the biggest fucking bush
She was bushy.
Didn't everybody have a bush back then?
That was bush time.
Listen. This was
the never saw the bush.
80s was the bush.
It was bushy.
This was appropriate.
This was incredible bush.
It was off the. It was like damn bush.
This bush was frightening.
Like
yeah, and I was like, yo, in my mind, I was like, something's wrong. Something is wrong. And nobody should have this amount of bush.
And you stayed away because the bush.
I did not hump.
Why?
I only fingered it.
Death by bush?
And then...
Wait, hold up, bro. I ain't even cut your knowledge. You felt the need to go with the finger, but you didn't want to smash?
Once I seen it, I didn't want to smash.
But it was worthy of finger action, though?
If I was already fingering.
I'm confused. How you see bushy and you...
Listen.
Okay.
I'm fingering. This was before, you wasn't taking the panties off.
Of course.
Move to the side. You right to the action. But when I did pull his shit off, it started.
It startled you.
I was like, oh.
But you didn't feel all that with the fingering?
So I did the real sucker move. I pulled him off, went back to laying down, and just kept fingering and kissing. Until Troy said, my mom's coming home. So it's about an hour of this. This kissing.
How did you go in? Do the are you, I mean, what you gotta go over the fucking shit to feel the hair.
Listen, son. It just went down.
Okay. I'm just trying to visualize, bro.
So then, after that, she told everybody I was scared of her and shit.
Say he ain't down with the bush.
Turned into dame mode and shit. You know what happened.
Anti-bush dame.
Turned into dame mode. I think I cussed her out or something.
Oh.
Then she just, for some reason, after that, she got more fine. But it was nothing I could do at that point. I had cussed her out because she said I was scared of her. I was like, man, hairy ass pussy anyway, motherfucker.
So...
I regret that shit.
Look in that camera and tell her and say her name if you can see her now.
Nah, if I see her now, it's on.
Nah, I didn't forget that. I'm saying now.
What if she still got the bush?
Ain't no cussing no
more. She got the bush and she got a lot of
bush. Embraces that now. I would love to see that.
Nah, it even worse.
Bring on the bush.
2 days later, she hooked up with this other motherfucker named Jesse.
And Jesse liked bush.
Jesse, I think Jesse impregnated her.
Ooh.
Yeah, he knew. He just fucked that. I'm keeping this.
He heard that, yo.
She went. It was years later though, because she did go to Keys High School the following year. Remember all the drug dealers was on her. It was mine first, huh?
Damn. Wow.
But the bush,
worst.
Bush scared
just
me.
Just like my
bush,
chick.
Death
she
by
wasn't
bush.
An older dude and marrying her.
Yeah, I wasn't ready for that kind of bush.
I can dig it, bro. Again. I can dig it. That's a little overwhelming.
It was super because.
Wow.
You know how you should go to the pool sometimes, see girls with a little bush coming out of bikini?
Yeah, it was attractive.
That's
see a little something.
When you're young, you're like, oh, that's
everything
shit.
That women want off and you want off now was attractive back then.
But when you seen that shit live, and that shit was like a afro, a human
you can
afro,
comb that shit?
And it was red, like reddish. Like,
oh, wow.
She had like red hair. She's Puerto Rican, but she had the red shit.
Carpet matched the drapes.
Word.
Did they?
Yeah, and I was like, oh.
And that petrified
you. It startled me.
I was scarred.
To the point where you just like, oh, no.
I don't want to mix bushes.
So you wasn't even turned on no more? Or you were just like, I don't know about this uncharted territory?
I can't say. I just went back to what I was doing before I seen that.
Interesting.
Wow.
But if I see her today, boy.
Oh, it's a smack.
She's seeing it right now. Like,
I didn't know. I'm going to also slightly defend myself. I wasn't doggy styling chicks.
Nobody was doing that in some
right.
grade.
So if I knew, I'd have just flipped her.
Yeah.
I was worried about that shit being on me. And
Nobody did that in 7th grade.
It wasn't a good look, man.
Nah.
I could shout out to you, though, Jesse.
Jesse the Bush.
Puerto Rican Jesse with the Bush. Jesse the Bush. I like it.
Oh, man. That's fucked up. Why you talking about my girl like
Jesse
that?
Jesse the Bush, Jesse the Bush.
Why you talking about my girl like that?
It's a, yo,
he said it first. Get it out then.
No. I ain't say nothing.
That's right. She never talked to me again. Like 2 days after that, it was a wrap for you.
Boy. And if you could see her right now, what would you say to her?
I don't fuck know. She probably whack now. I don't know. No.
Hey, well, women, to this day, you blow it one day, you could be done.
She was older than me anyway.
One man junk, another one
trying. I was already winning. She was a couple grades older. It was dope for me.
I feel you.
I just wasn't ready for that kind of bush.
So was it traumatic to the point where afterwards you were checking the drapes?
No.
Continuously? Well, you would make a conscious effort to be like...
Anyway, too much conversation about this bush.
Don't worry. I'll just keep
it. Hey, yo. What's some things in your life you've been procrastinating on? You've been trying to tell people and yourself you're about to do and you're going to do and...
Y'all ain't going to believe this shit. I really do want to skydive. I'm scared, but I tell myself I'm going to do it.
You want to overcome your fear?
I want to overcome
fear. That's one fear I never want to overcome.
I want to overcome that.
Fuck.
But I did.
I said, I'm going to do it next year.
You
on
did?
This
you skydive?
I did.
Skydive? You skydive?
I did it in Hawaii, sir. Me and my ex-girl did it.
This is the first I'm hearing this.
I'm hearing it, too.
It wasn't amazing by no means. The shit
sounds tremendous. Scary. What the fuck are you talking about? You going to downplay
that? Well, you going with somebody that know what the fuck they doing.
You still falling.
Yeah, but it goes quick. It's quick as fuck.
I would think not that, like, though. Not as
it's,
quick.
Like, it's like going
hey, like, this, like, it's like on TV. Yeah. You said that shit.
Remember you wanted a free fall for the first time?
Okay, yeah.
And you like, oh, and then that shit dropped. You're like, oh, that's it?
Yeah,
it's
kind of
like that.
Wow. When it showed on TV, it looked like you just floating for days and shit. Like,
That shit went down fast. Like, shit, ground. You there. Like, this shit went quick.
I wasn't
do it again.
Yeah, because in the sky, they be making designs and shit. Like,
yeah, I think that's the professional dudes. That ain't,
I think it's higher, though.
That's not doing it with...
But I think it's depths to that shit, too.
Yeah, but they're not jumping with a person on you. I don't fucking know.
But the professionals, they do
professionals
that shit.
Professionals is going up to the fucking...
They be making a star and shit,
yeah. First of me hearing this shit. That's crazy.
I mean, you don't know everything.
But the way he explained it, though...
It wasn't a...
You downplaying it like, man.
Yeah, because that's how it felt. When you land, you was like, oh, that shit was whack. What a waste.
Act like we asked you for a loaf of bread. That's a big deal.
You was like, what a waste of $75 on you.
I ain't never skydiving, so I don't
that's
care.
That's terrifying, bro.
I really don't care.
It wasn't terrifying, dude?
Wow. Well, that would be me. I keep saying each year, I'm going to go for it. I'm going
to try. How did we get to this shit? Oh, procrastinate. You say, how did we get to damn skydiving this shit?
I did it once. It was okay.
That's the only thing. Anything else you've been?
That was me.
Ain't nothing else in life. You say, yo, I'm gonna do this.
I already did it though.
You did everything you wanted to do.
I kept procrastinating on the comedy.
You like a chick cocky in the booty like you wanted.
You finally did that.
Finally,
my man.
You told me you was gonna do that shit.
I was gonna dive into
a long dick or a little dick.
My man.
Fucking asshole.
I knew it.
Cameron's face was disgusting. Like, oh my god.
Baby dick. I'm glad you can beat that on camera.
This is ridiculous. I don't even know these dudes. I mean, you hear what I'm saying? I don't know none of these guys.
I'm gonna put it. Yo, I got a stack of fucking books.
Oh.
I've been needing and reading a book. One of them is about procrastinating.
The irony of that shit.
The irony of that shit, right?
Wow.
I got so much self-helps and things. I've read about 3 pages on all of them and shit. I got about almost to the halfway point of one book.
Word?
I love to read if I sit down and focus on it. I just never got time to sit back and focus on it.
I'm with you on that.
Same word.
And I would love to, and I know they're going to be a great read. I mean, recommended to me by people I respect.
I'm too spoiled for the TV world and shit to really genuinely get into a book. And yeah. I know I can if you sit that's down and shit. Concentrate, you can get into it. But I'm like, there's no music playing. I mean, it's stupid.
It's better now. Can I got audio books and stuff, which I haven't gotten into.
That's cheating,
yet.
Though, right? You just genuinely just concentrate.
I think I'm going to have to start cheating. I'm going to have to start cheating on my books in a minute. Because
I heard that.
I want to know.
I got like 5 books I'm starting.
Yo, real shit, right? I hate that shit.
I never have time. Well, because we got little...
Yeah, I got kids. That's what it is, really.
Little shit. Like, I always say I'm going to give away some clothes and shit, but I never get around to that shit.
That's a fact.
Okay.
I just keep letting
awesome it go.
It just goes to the front to the back of your closet and shit.
Even on the Nino Brown shit, as you may know or may not know, since you don't know shit, my foot got bigger, like, years ago.
Both
feet.
Both foots.
And I wanted to have a fucking I wanted to have a shoe drive and shit. Always wanted to do that when I'm seeing people with fucked up kicks on and sketches and shit.
Oh, look at the beautiful.
I said I wanted to, and I said I did it.
Sorry, bro. I'm tripping. You know what?
I ended up not doing that, but I always wanted to do that shit.
That's dope.
How like little sneaker drive,
soft spoken ass day.
Yeah, little backpack, little kicks. Skydiving, you know,
see what I'm saying? Hey, once in a while, Black Archie Bunker hit you.
He's a softie.
Hit you in the heartstrings. Hit you in the heartstrings.
Pussy fuck ass.
I love the kids. I just hate adults.
I love the kids when they don't have no shoes.
I love kids. I just hate the big kids.
Get us out of here. Fuck these shit.
Hey, yo. As always, man. It's always a pleasure rocking with y'all. We appreciate you rocking with us for 30 minutes because we know you could be doing anything else with the 30 minutes.
Skydive day.
Continue to follow us.
That shit was average as fuck, son. Nerve-wracking. It was. Don't fucking give me
Continue
that.
To follow every Wednesday on Yahoo, Instagram. Yo, every Friday on Dash Radio. Delicious Vinyl Channels, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I am Case. This is P. That is Dave. And we out. Mixed Company in your ass.
Jesse, I miss you, girl.
Oh, no.
This is...
No.
Yo, as always, we know you could be doing a lot of things with your 30 minutes. We appreciate you rocking with us. Please keep following us on social media.
Come on.
Facebook, Mixed Nuts, Mixed Nut Company. That's M-I-X-X-N-U-T-T Company. Please continue to like, subscribe, and follow us on Yahoo. We love y'all. Keep rocking with us. Mixed Nuts.